This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, November 21. Who is my neighbor? Our reading comes from Luke chapter 10. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this, and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." An expert in the law wanted to cover every detail to justify himself. He wanted to be sure he could inherit eternal life. He knew he had to love God first and to love his neighbor as himself. But now he had one more question for Jesus. "Who is my neighbor?" The legal expert asked the right person, because someday Jesus will judge everyone according to the way they've served others for his sake. And as we learned from Ephesians 2:8-10, being saved by God's grace motivates us to do good and show God's love to others. Jesus responded with a parable about a man who gets beaten and left by the roadside. 2 travelers, a priest and a Levite, don't have the time or the inclination to help the beaten man, so they pass by. But a Samaritan, whom most Jewish people would avoid, stops to help without questions or conditions. The legal expert got the point, and Jesus pressed the point home. "Go and do likewise." Would the man's faith now move him to be a good neighbor? Who are our neighbors? Are there limits on our love? For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians 2:10. How can we be good neighbors in Jesus' name? Pray with me. What do you want us to do in your name today, Lord? You have provided all we need. How can we thank you? Keep us from holding back our love. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.